Some rural communities in Ohio have long struggled to get access to high-speed internet. The rugged terrain and sparsely populated areas make broadband cost prohibitive. But just beyond the outskirts of Columbus, there are places that lack a fast internet connection too. One state lawmaker wants to set up an annual fund to help connect those communities. Main Street in downtown Alexandria stretches a little more than half a mile along State Route 37. There's a post office on the corner, a couple churches and a library down the road, and a coffee shop right across the street.
My name is Valerie Rao, and we're at Ragamuffin's Coffee Shop in Alexandria.
Rao works at Ragamuffin's, but she and her family live a few miles outside of town. And she explains their internet service is pretty bad.
Less than great, yes. Awful would be a good word.
It's a common complaint in the area. Connect Ohio maintains a map broken down by census blocks showing access to high-speed internet all over the state. Just east of Alexandria, there's a string of blocks forming a rough crescent where many households struggle to get 25 megabit per second downloads, the federal benchmark for high speed. Throughout Columbus, just 25 minutes away, residents can get connections at least twice that fast.
Okay, home, we only, it's less than 3 megabytes. I don't know what it is, but really, if you really want to get something done, only one person can be on it at a time. Okay. And it's very slow, even then.
And Rao says some of her neighbors have been told they can't even get the connection she has because it's already at capacity. A few years ago, one family, the Fergales, tried to take matters into their own hands. Time Warner told Carla Fergale to get residents to place work orders with the company, but nothing came of it. Later, when the company became Spectrum, different representatives told her to file a petition.
Which we did. So we sent that in, and I sent that to them, and now they're telling us it's going to be upwards of $66,000 to bring the service to us.
That's how much it costs to extend the line just over half a mile. Spectrum says there are many factors that contribute to those costs, and they do cover the first $3,000 if a customer chooses to move forward. The Fergales moved in about 2.5 years ago. They spent two of those years calling every month before getting on CenturyLink, the same low-bandwidth connection Rao complains only one person can use at a time. Fergale says it's better than the satellite connection they had before, but it's still almost impossible for her to work from home.
So I'm driving an hour just because, one way, just because the internet pretty much, it doesn't work.
Representative Jack Cira, a Democrat from Bel Air, wants the state to set aside $50 million a year to subsidize high-speed internet connections in communities like Alexandria.
Well, what the bill would do is encourage, we would hope, companies to go into the rural parts of Ohio and even some urban parts of Ohio to expand broadband capability.
Bel Air hugs the far eastern edge of Ohio, right across the river from West Virginia. Access in Sarah's neighborhood is just fine because a company laid fiber years ago. But he says as you move away from the river, access gets spotty. A 2017 Ohio State study puts the number at nearly 1 million residents who can't get broadband service statewide. Sarah says that's a big obstacle for regions trying to foster local economic growth.
When you think about the internet today, you think about the people that are trying to look for jobs. You think about students that need to have access. You think about people trying to start businesses, and whole parts of the state are being left behind.
The money for Sarah's initiative would come from Ohio's Third Frontier bond revenue, and private companies, municipalities, or nonprofits would all be able to apply for grants. That sounds pretty good to the folks in and around Alexandria. Here's Rao again.
That sounds good. I don't know where the money's coming from, but that sounds great because it's very frustrating. Just because we live in a rural area, we shouldn't have to experience this.
State lawmakers get back to work in about a week, and Sarah's bill is ready for consideration on the House floor. Nick Evans, WOSU News.